If you're heading for Sky Harbor Airport this morning, you could be facing some problems. An estimated 180 shuttle drivers who transport people from the rental car center to the terminals and between terminals are on strike. KJZZ's Kendra Sabo was on the scene.
Last night's walkout came after the union rejected what Veolia Transportation called its last and best contract offer. The bus drivers union says higher medical insurance rates and working conditions are the central issues. Bus driver and striker Debbie Jones says they will do what it takes to get that.
We are out here 24 hours a day until this is resolved one way or another.
A top company official says they have made a fair offer to the workers and that they have a contingency plan in place to continue service. Sky Harbor spokesperson Deborah Ostreicher says airport service should not be too different from usual.
There may be a couple of minutes extra waiting time for the next bus, and your route might take a little bit of a different turn than usual to make sure everybody gets serviced. But all in all, there's very little change at the airport.
If you park in the East Economy lot, you can avoid any delays by taking SkyTrain to Terminal 4. Kendra Sabo, KJZZ News, Phoenix.